Hello, well, good morning. My name is Simon Gibson. I'm the founder of World Speech Day. And this morning, I'm delighted to be with Vino Pillay of World Speech Day Women and World Speech Day South Africa. Vino's been a kind of a great stalwart and supporter of World Speech Day all through our development. In particular, she's been able to develop some great activities with World Speech Day Women. This morning, I'd like to have a chat with her about some of the things she's been doing with podcasts and reaching out to new parts of communities to get them involved. So it's a great pleasure to be with Vino. And just like to start the chat by Vino by asking you about podcasts and why you thought that would be a good route to use to reach out to people first, because it's an interesting angle.
Okay. Hi, Simon. Well, good morning to you, and thank you so much for having me on this platform. It is indeed a pleasure to talk to you again. So, Simon, a year ago on International Women's Day 2020, I thought it would be a good idea to respond to the United Nations Generation Equality Campaign, and in particular, their 12 Small Actions Campaign, by starting up the podcast series. Now, the 12 Small Actions Campaign speaks to collective effort, collective activism, and doing this in small but simple ways. So I thought, why not approach women to contribute to this podcast series? It was also another way to, and the reason why I chose podcasts above anything else is that, like other mainstream media, it has lasting impressions, and these lasting impressions come from us investing in these women, and the media that they produce. And the way we invest is by listening, by sharing, and by engaging with it. So what was really, really fascinating about this is that it wasn't easy. We approached many, many women, and not everyone realizes that it's really just basically a speech that you're doing in audio format. But nonetheless, over time, we had several women participating. And they came together to share their stories, their experiences, from different cultural perspectives. And it helps to see that, universally, everyone's issues are the same. Their joys are the same, the things they value are the same, the challenges are the same. And particularly over the last year, a number of these issues had come to the fore. But specifically with regard to podcasts, it was you who actually introduced me to this idea in 2018. And I responded to it, but I realized it's another instance where the way you envision something to happen and to unfold isn't actually how it may happen, but we are very often pleasantly surprised by the outcomes of it. And if you consider the fact that the podcasts have provided an impetus, to the whole formation of World Speech Day Women, I think it is absolutely incredible. And you probably know, can shed a lot more light on the benefits of engaging in podcasts.
Yeah, well, I enjoy podcasts personally, so I suppose that's kind of a reasonable starting point. That some works for oneself may be worth exploring with others. But it seems to me that it's all about developing different ways, different strands to engage and to reach out to people and to find some things will work for some cultures, some societies, some parts of society, and others. Not Facebook, for instance, it seems to work extremely well, and Facebook groups and so on in some parts of the world and some cultures, and less so in others. So it's a learning process, as you say. But I've been fascinated with the way that you've been able to develop the podcasts. They've included more and more people, and it's been a great breadth to it. Any kind of insights into how you've been able to keep it going and how you've been able to develop it out?
Well, I think it speaks to the power of collaboration. Introducing women to participate in the podcast series came with opportunities for everyone, including myself. So it was an, you know, I found that the, some of the women that participated in this, for some of them, they, it was a new experience. It was about pushing the envelope. And then the same applied to me. So as an exchange of support, I found myself, you know, collaborating and participating in their events, such as, you know, WSB Morocco, as you know, the Paris House Horizon chattering series. We have the Wapalita movement. We have contributed to them as well. But equally as important, these women, these partners that I know, that we now have, partnerships that we formed, have resulted in collaborations. We've set up the WSB Women Mighty Networks platform, and you know we have a page on your on the WSB website as well. We've seen youth coming together, both men and women, for the purpose of the generation the gender-based violence campaign during the 16 days of activism, where they shared valuable digital literacy tools. We've had our WSB Future Ready skills development program shared with the youth in Morocco, in Indonesia, India, and soon to be in Algeria, as well as in South Africa. So, and then we have a few partnerships lying, you know, coming in store as well with the International Women's Federation of Commerce and Industry in Singapore. And then we have the Federation of Indian Commerce and Industry in Hyderabad. So we have lots of collaborations in store. But of particular interest for this point in time, on our first anniversary, which is on Monday, the 8th of March, we are actually participating in the World Speech Day Live event, you know, as WSB Women, which is a key, you know, the women's empowerment pillar of World Speech Day, a key component of World Speech Day, like WSB Youth. We are actually helping organize the event, and we have very strong participation. So this event sees a lot of the women who have been a part of our journey in the past year, as well as a host of of women who are new to this, to WSB Women, and will hopefully become a key, part of it.
Yeah, it looks a fantastic lineup. I'm full of admiration for the way your team has brought it all together in just a few short weeks. It's really been remarkable to watch it grow. So just give us a taste of what the World Speech Day Women event is going to be on the 8th to celebrate International Women's Day. Some of the speakers you've got, and some of the kind of the program and the outlooks that you'll be involved in.
Okay, so we have some fantastic keynote speakers, as in Professor Tuli Madonsela from South Africa. I think it's an incredible honor to have her. We have Ms. Diana Brucey, from the founder of the International Women's Foundation. We have in Australia. We have a celebrity speaker, Lane Tamar, I think is her name. And we have lots and lots of women speaking from different countries, some very young people, some men as well, covering various issues, issues on social justice, gender equality, gender mainstreaming, entrepreneurship. So, all of the things that we choose to challenge, the things we choose to celebrate, all the challenges and the joys that women are confronted with, on a daily basis.
I love to quote President Kennedy, who said that the only reason to make a speech is to change the world, because I think it always puts one on the spot, really, if one's involved in speech making World Speech Day. Yes. So if it isn't too searching, what is it about World Speech Day Women and your speeches on the 8th? What sort of change do you want to bring? What change do you want to see realized as a result of the day?
Well, I think with all activities related to WASD, you know, it's most people don't realize the impact they have. They don't realize, or they are unaware of the fact that their small action, you know, can make a big impact, because this is now a fine example of one speech as a part of a collective effort, bringing together women. You know, you can't ignore this event. It's a massive, it's an event happening on a massive scale. So, you know, and I think that speaks to what you're saying, what you're talking about with President Kennedy's quote. So I think if anything, that is to be celebrated. The best way I can illustrate this is late last year. So I do some work. We started up the Sustainable Development Book Club, and as a part of WASD South Africa. And I went to the Swani Leadership Foundation, which is where we host this book club. And one of the young girls at this foundation, she hadn't been at school for the entire year, because she couldn't get into school. And we decided to give her a chance to present a speech, because our event was canceled and we knew she had to leave to another country. So she did her speech and we posted it on social media, and then we forwarded the links to her and to her mum. Since then, this child has become such an active supporter of WASD. She's now also on a Facebook group that we formed for the Sustainable Development Goals Book Club, and she's now inviting a whole lot of other children to this book club. So to me, she is a fine example of what we set out to do and what we envision for World Speech Day in general, not just World Speech Day Women. So your question was about World Speech Day Women, but everything we do with regard to World Speech Day Women is aligned to the overall goal and vision of World Speech Day. And I feel the best way to answer your question is to use this child as an example. We are here to empower youth, not just to use their voices to speak up for change or to speak out for change, but to show them that you can also, you know, show leadership in what you're doing. And it's just the small action of giving them this opportunity to speak and putting it out on these different platforms that inspired her and motivated her. And that's what we hope to see more of. Yes, it is wonderful to have the various, you know, the dignitaries that we're going to have at the event, and to have individuals with, you know, who have an abundance of expertise and so on. But, you know, this is also equally as important to us, you know, to have young people that can show how much they have benefited.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think as we grow and go forward as World Speech Day, some things are becoming kind of clearer, to me at least, which is, first of all, that quite apart from their role of sharing ideas, speeches do bring people together. They bring communities together in the sharing of those ideas. So they have a sort of a cohesiveness and coherence about them. And secondly, speeches also have this kind of transformative power that, just in the example you've given of the young lady who got involved and is now part of a group and is far more involved, speeches can be transformative. They can change, not necessarily people's lives, but people's approach to life somehow, and what they want to get more involved. So they have a glue, if you like. And I wonder if you've experienced that sort of more widely yourself with the people you've involved.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if anything, it's we've created a community out of WASD here in South Africa and beyond. And it's amazing to see, you know, how everybody that is involved in WASD has come together and is willing to do their part purely voluntarily and are bringing in new skills, new energy, you know, new contacts. They are definitely, you know, there's that song, Make the Circle Bigger. And that's exactly how I described, you know, one young lady who's been helping me with the TikTok challenge. You know, she just has this amazing energy, and it is just, it's just incredible to see what she brings, you know, to WSB. She's not the only one. We have lots and lots of people. You know, our community has grown, you know, to quite a significant number of people who are a, you know, a part of it on a consistent basis.
I absolutely love what you've been doing with the TikTok challenge. There's something very, very powerful about the way that you've been able to involve young people in that, and to give speech making a kind of a fun element to it. Could you just tell us a little bit about that and what you've been doing and what you've learned from it?
So, Simon, I'm actually looking forward to pulling together those TikTok videos and to release it just before the 15th of March. I think what is fascinating about it, you know, and again, I must thank you, because you are the one who introduces us to these ideas. And I think, you know, where we decided to explore this space for the purpose of, you know, appealing to youth in a space that they are comfortable with, in a space that they can get really creative in. And that's what we had done. But I must say the results of it have been very unexpected and pleasantly surprising. The reason I say this is that, yes, I've seen some of the participants or the speakers during this TikTok challenge really explore, you know, their creativity and how they put their videos together. But one of the more fundamental things that have come out of it is your idea was, let's explore the famous speeches, you know, that are around. So we chose the Thabo Mbeki's I Am an African Fair speech. Now, that's a speech that's known, well known to my generation and above. But I didn't realize that actually not all young kids know about the speech. I can still picture the article in the newspaper on a Sunday morning, a full-page article with the speech. So for some of them, participating in this suddenly gave them something to think about, because they are now looking at you know, what the speech means, what does it mean to be an African, and they are feeling a sense of pride. And that's the feedback I had from Molly, who's our WSB champion that I spoke about. She had a response from a parent who said, I am so grateful that my children have been a part of this. They are now asking questions. They are now downloading the speech. So you see what it has done. You know, we started this off as a fun activity, but it's actually become so much more meaningful to them. And I hope that's what it does with the youth. It gets them thinking about things that we've had a chance to think about and you know, have discussions and debate about. But for them, it's not just about the issues that are happening here and now. It's about going back to the past. It's about appreciating our history. And you know, because there's a lot that if you're not a part of it, you just don't know through no fault of theirs. So I think, you know, that's been amazing.
It has been amazing for me to watch, I must say. I've loved the experiment of it. I'm really excited that, you know, we can use it as an example for others to take your lead from and to develop it. And, you know, it's a great way to not only to get young people involved in public speaking if they didn't think it was for them. They can experiment in this kind of 15 to 60 second world of TikTok. But as you say, it's a fabulous way for them to explore and experience a famous speech. Yours is Thabo Mbeki, but one can imagine in other nations,
yes,
children exploring other speeches, Kennedy speeches or Martin Luther King or Gandhi or whoever, and using this as a way to explore the speech and to really see, because they're actually reciting part of it, that it feels part of, you know, part of them, that, you know, it's part of their heritage. So I'm full of admiration for what you've done. It's fabulous. It's always these things, effort and energy, and you know, none of that is easy, but it's wonderful to see, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them come together, because as I say, I think it will be just a fantastic example for other young people in other nations to follow and to see how it works. And then, you know, it can develop and grow in that way. Talking of developing and growing, any further ideas on that? And I'd also like to talk to you about where you see World Speech Day Women and World Speech Day South Africa going, how you'd like to see these ideas develop.
Well, in a nutshell, I think I would just like to expand on what we spoke about, you know, to answer this question. I think the key issue or lesson that came out of this was look at the kids and look at what they are able to do. So rather than us spelling it out to them to say, this is how we would like you to approach something, let it come from them. Because I was amazed when I went onto our Facebook group and I saw how it grew overnight. Likewise with the TikTok challenge, when you leave it up to the kids and you give it to them, just give them the idea and let them run with it. So what I'm hoping is that, you know, going forward with WSD South Africa, we really want to continue focusing on issues such as the SDGs and so on, and educating the children about it by way of our book club, so that come the end of the year or the end of the World Speech Day year, these children are able to stand up and talk about it. It's relevant in their lives. They need to be active citizens. They need to help realize the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And they need to understand the pivotal role they play in realizing these goals. So from WSD South Africa perspective, that's what we will continue to do. I would love to continue exploring channels such as the TikTok platform and to see what that can bring, how else we can draw kids in. It's probably the most recent relevant example of, you know, appealing to youth in a space that they are comfortable in. And it also pushes us as well to do things differently to how we are used to doing it. You know, I think it's what keeps us alive and energetic when you've got to respond to them in ways that work for them. And then with regard to WSD Women, so this event coming up is one exciting aspect of WSD Women as well. But WSD Women, as you know, it's happened over the last year and it will continue to do so. And I see many, many different partnerships emerging. I see people getting excited about being a part of it. We have a group in India, they are called Fiki Flow, I've mentioned them to you. They focus on mental health and promoting entrepreneurship, food production and agriculture. So they are actually going to feature on our space. Another good example is a young lady who had a desire to write, named Sandy Reuters. So I said to her, here's a space for you. This is what WSD Women is about. It's about giving you the space and allowing you to grow in the space. For me, WSD is a vehicle to empower. It's not about anyone needing to come here with a polished product. It's about you seeing how you could make the space work for you to grow in terms of what your passion is. And she now has a space on WSD Women where she writes blogs every month to inspire other women. And then we have groups like Wapalita. So, you know, there is an exchange, Simon. It's not just about what, you know, other individuals and groups can bring to WSD, but it's what we can give back to them as well. So it's a constant exchange of support. And that's, you know, what I hope will continue to be the draw card for both men and women's groups. And on that note, I must also mention, we have a group called Man Down. Man Down is a group on campus at the University of Pretoria. They address issues such as toxic masculinity. They, you know, and about addressing issues, key issues in society, you know, where men can do things differently. And I think it's very important to hear what men have to say and to hear about the actions they are taking, you know, to address issues such as gender equality and women's empowerment. And it's important to celebrate those men who are doing that as well.
Well, Vino, I say this often, but I am full of admiration for all you're doing and for your vision and for how much you're helping and taking World Speech Day forward in South Africa and generally through World Speech Day Women. It's been fab to talk to you. So just great. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with on where we're going and what we can do?
Okay, so, well, I just like to leave you with the lessons I've learned from this. There are two, is that no actions are too small. We come together as a collective effort in terms of collective activism. So the women who participated in the very first podcast series, you know, I really take my hat off to them, and I am grateful to them for coming forward and giving off their time and their expertise, because that is what served as an impetus for where we are today and what we will become in a year's time. From a WSD perspective, I also think, you know, this was a lesson for us as well. You know, we liked the idea of venturing into podcasts. We started off, we stalled a little bit, and then we found new ways to do this. But Simon, on that note, I have you to thank for this. I just want to say thank you for giving us the space and the slate, the blank slate, to do what we want to do and in the best way we can with the resources we have available. And it's because of your constant support, encouragement, and the confidence you have in us that I think we are growing in the way we are. We've come a long way in these last 5 years. And I don't think that would have been possible without you having the confidence you have in us. So I just want to say thank you so much for that. I really, and it's what keeps me going with WSD.
Oh, well. Well, I have to say that every time I always think that I am pretty insignificant in all of this, and I know that, but I am I'm delighted that I'm in touch with people who put their effort and energy and ideas into it, and it's all down to everybody else. But anyway, leaving all of that aside, I know that we're at the start of the journey of World Speech Day. Extraordinary avenues to pursue, both in live events and digitally, and new partnerships to make. So thanks so much, Fino, for being part of this interview now, and we'll continue our discussions many, many, many times. Thanks so much, Fino, for being part of it now.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks once again.